In the gospel I just proclaimed, Jesus is a reluctant host to send his guests home hungry, as we would be. Who would like to send their guests home hungry? But there's about 5,000 of them. And so on that western shore of the Sea of Galilee, Jesus performs another miracle. A miracle of the feeding of 5,000. From the little food they had, 5 loaves and 2 fish are what the Bible tells us. Our Lord, who lived on this earth and walked on this earth, knows full well how important eating and drinking is together. Shared meal. A shared meal is not just a powerful sign of unity. A shared meal is a powerful means of unity. That's why when I was a kid growing up in junior high or high school, it didn't matter how busy we are and everybody's running all over the place, but we had days. We had days where we had to have a common family meal. Just like I require it for us priests, there are days I require all three of us to eat supper. It's a means of unity. If we're hungry enough, we will choose food over anything. And if we're thirsty enough, we will choose drink above all else. A shared meal fulfills us. Like the Bible said after this miracle, all were satisfied. All were satisfied. Think of birthdays, anniversaries, class reunions, weddings, even funerals, all have within them a component of eating and drinking together. And the Bible tells us how often Jesus did that. And he didn't just eat with those who liked him, by the way. We often, usually, eat with those who like us, or at least their family, and they're supposed to. The Bible tells us how Jesus often ate with his enemies, those who even tried to do him harm. But there was one meal that our Lord shared that had a meaning and significance above all other shared meals. And we know what that is. It's the meal of the Last Supper. It's the meal we commemorate here on our Lord's Day. Our Lord didn't just give them food at the Last Supper. Our Lord gave them himself, saying, "This is my flesh, take and eat. This is my blood, take and drink." What happened at the Last Supper happens here. This is why we take time to go to a place to honor the Lord's Day. So we have throughout the world today this beautiful feast of Corpus Christi, the feast of the body and blood of Christ. On this feast day, we are grateful for the gift of the Eucharist among us. Many of you from here may go to a restaurant or to a brunch. You will have a meal, which will be a means for your family unity. But this meal here is the means of uniting us with our Lord's family. That's why we go to Mass. Despite all of our failings, despite how unworthy we all are, despite how, while we were sinners, Jesus still died for us, we go to Mass. So that in the end, we can at least say, "Lord, I ate and I drank at your table. Lord, you know me. You know me." Amen.